All right, Mike. How was the car in the beginning of the race? I didn't see you really up there challenging. I saw you run around Otto. Did you want to get around him and get up to where Schulich and Champagne were?
We kind of struggled all day. Really, car was decent. It wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. It wasn't good enough to win. So kind of just had no choice. Just rode around. I still probably about like 140-ish. I kind of started catching Otto and DJ, and then I kind of ran the car, and it was, I could see I was actually a little better than Otto. So I ran up, I got underneath him, got wheel to wheel with him, and the thing just snapped sideways, and then I started getting, as soon as I buzzed that right rear, just for about 10 laps, I really had to nurse it because it was just getting loose, and then I kind of come back, and, we got a lucky second, we'll take it. Congratulations to Jeffrey. He's a great driver, and I drove a smart race, and he earned it.
At what point did you notice the two was in trouble?
I kind of knew pretty early that we probably didn't have a car to win. I knew Schulich was going to be tough. I mean, that's a heartbreaker for him. I mean, run out of fuel with three quarters of a lap left. He had the best car, and he drove the best race. Really, he should have won it. That's the nature of the classic sometimes.
What point did you know the two was in trouble?
The last corner. I was just trying to hang on to third, and we went into one. I actually caught up to Jeffrey, and we come out of two, and I seen Schulich was just coming to a stop, and I was like, oh my God, what do I do? And the only place I could really go, because he drifted up so high, I couldn't try to make the run off it to make the high run into him on three. So I just went low and just hope maybe he'd screw up going into three. We had a lap car in front of us, and I just got boxed in. So, like I said, it was pretty lucky second, but, we're definitely happy with it. We'll take it.
Have you had anything for him if maybe you had an extra lap, or was it just everything that's happened too quickly?
Oh, no. Once another lap, Jeffrey would have drove away from me, so I would have had to get lucky and him, screw up or spin out or something to just inherit it at the end there.
Second place, they call it first loser, but hey, you almost ended up in third, so how do you feel about the race overall today and how you're finished?
Oh, no, I'm happy with it. Like I said, we were fortunate to start up front, and we could kind of hang up front all day. If we'd had to start in the back today, I think we wouldn't be talking to you right now. So definitely got to be happy with second. I mean, yeah, second sucks, but it's, for what we had, I think I'm really proud of the team. And, Gary and Eric and Brenda Sorrell gave me a great car to drive, and I couldn't be happier with them guys. And, we'll just be happy with it and come back next year and try to do it again.
Track championship and runner-up in the Classic. Overall, obviously your best season.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The last couple of years I didn't get to run a full season, and this year we really wanted to, and I set a goal to win a championship, So next year, if I can race all year, we'll have the same goals. I mean, the goal every year is to win the Classic, so we'll just maybe one of these years I'll figure out how to run this race better.